Countless targets had learned firsthand that when the consortium set you in its sights, privacy became an illusion. It was only a matter of time.
Is my career really ending like this?
She wondered, still unable to accept that her 12-year tenure at the consortium would be terminated over a series of unlucky breaks. For a year, she had vigilantly overseen the needs of the consortium's green-eyed client.
It was not my fault he jumped to his death, and yet I seemed to be falling along with him.
Her only chance at redemption had been to outfox Bruder, but she'd known from the start that this was a long shot.
I had my chance last night, and I failed.
As Vyantha reluctantly turned back toward her motorcycle, she became suddenly aware of a distant sound, a familiar, high-pitched whine. Puzzled, she glanced up. To her surprise, the surveillance drone had just lifted off again, this time near the farthest end of the Piti Palace. Vyantha watched as the tiny craft began flying desperate circles over the palace. The drone's deployment could mean only one thing.
They still don't have Langdon. Where the hell is he?
The piercing whine overhead again pulled Dr. Elizabeth Sinsky from her delirium.
The drone is up again, but I thought...
She shifted in the back seat of the van, where the same young agent was still seated beside her. She closed her eyes again, fighting the pain and nausea. Mostly, though, she fought the fear.
Time is running out.
Even though her enemy had jumped to his death, she still saw his silhouette in her dreams, lecturing her in the darkness of the Council on Foreign Relations. It is imperative that someone take bold action, he had declared, his green eyes flashing. If not us, who? If not now, when? Elizabeth knew she should have stopped him right then, when she had the chance. She would never forget storming out of that meeting and fuming in the back of the limo as she headed across Manhattan toward JFK International Airport. Eager to know who the hell this maniac could be, she pulled out her cell phone to look at the surprise snapshot she had taken of him. When she saw the photo, she gasped aloud. Dr. Elizabeth Sinsky knew exactly who this man was. The good news was that he would be very easy to track. The bad news was that he was a genius in his field. A very dangerous person, should he choose to be.
Nothing is more creative, nor destructive, than a brilliant mind with a purpose.
By the time she arrived at the airport 30 minutes later, she had called her team and placed this man on the bioterrorism watch lists of every relevant agency on Earth. The CIA, the CDC, the ECDC, and all of their sister organizations around the world.
That's all I can do until I get back to Geneva, she thought.
Exhausted, she carried her overnight bag to check in and handed the attendant her passport and ticket.
Oh, Dr. Sinsky, the attendant said with a smile. A very nice gentleman just left a message for you. I'm sorry?
Elizabeth knew of nobody who had access to her flight information.
He was very tall, the attendant said, with green eyes.
Elizabeth literally dropped her bag.
He's here? How?
She spun around, looking at the faces behind her.
He left already, the attendant said, but he wanted us to give you this.
She handed Elizabeth a folded piece of stationery. Shaking, Elizabeth unfolded the paper and read the handwritten note. It was a famous quote derived from the work of Dante Alighieri. The darkest places in hell are reserved for those who maintain their neutrality in times of moral crisis.